Thank you, Ben, for reading our scripture passage this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners or cynicism is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, this is the reason that I don't stop giving thanks to God for you when I remember you in my prayers. These words were read to the church in Ephesus, a faith community trying to live out the gospel the best they could for their place and for their time. And we can imagine that they were encouraged by these words, considering most people were not friendly to Christian communities at this time. They were targets of harassment. They were suspected by those who did not understand their beliefs and who this Jesus was. They risked their reputation, their status, and in some cases their very lives to share God's love made known through Jesus. But to be fair, they were warned about the cost of discipleship, as we, the church today, are reminded that it is not always popular to live out the gospel. But the church in Ephesus, they were not used to hearing this kind of glowing praise, and it was quite the opposite. And so it's not a stretch to think that they were very grateful for these words, even relieved to hear, yes, someone had noticed our hard work, and we were making a difference. And not just for one person, but they had this growing reputation for their faith and the ways they showed God's love for all God's people. Notice their reputation is not based on how many members they had or how many children were in the youth program, but it is their openness to the good news and then living it out, which means loving all God's people. That is successful ministry and proof that God's power is indeed manifest in the world and uniquely through the work of the church. As I reflected on this church in Ephesus, I could not help but see some parallels in a church that's very familiar to all of us here, a church that knows about taking risks for the sake of the gospel. In June of 2019, a year before I became your pastor, you all took a vote to become an open and affirming congregation. And in welcoming the whole human family, you specified that no matter one's gender identity and or expression, their sexual orientation, or their socioeconomic background, and you stated together, and I quote, "We welcome and we affirm full participation, membership, and leadership in our family of faith." It was your faith in the good news and a love for all God's people that opened you to this risk. It was not popular. People were not happy about it in this congregation or in the community. Some members even left because of it. But when weighed between what was gospel, what was really good news, and what was comfortable, you chose gospel. Now, in the hallway just outside the sanctuary, there is a letter hanging on a bulletin board that I like to call an epistle to the church in Lancaster. And it was written to our congregation from Reverend David Long Higgins, who is our transitional conference minister. And if you read it, you'll see the connections between this letter to the church in Ephesus. And this is what he writes to us. "Dear friends at Grace Church, I offer my congratulations to you for your bold witness to the love of Jesus Christ, which refuses to leave anyone out. Even more, by your decision, you have committed to a level of hospitality which is yearned for by so many. May God bless you again and again as you live into your calling, welcoming all God's children no matter where they are on life's journey. Reverend Dave Long Higgins is praising this body, giving thanks for the action, risking reputation to show God's love to all those in this time and in this place. Some of us are uncomfortable with being praised so much. We don't like the pat on the backs. But we do need encouragement and affirmation that we are on the right path, whether in our careers, our personal lives, or even here in the church. We need that recognition that we are doing this work faithfully. However, and this is important, praise does not mean the work is over. It does not mean you have arrived or crossed the finish line. It simply means that up until now, you are doing fairly well. But there is more to be done. I can remember one day at the end of practice, my baseball coach, my high school baseball coach, gathered us all in left field, and he told us to raise our hand as high as it would go. Just as high as it would go. And if you feel comfortable, you can do this with me. I invite you to raise your hand as high as you can go. Go as high as you can. And I can remember him saying, okay, stretch it. Go higher. Go higher. Very good. Now, go higher. And I'm seeing some fingertips just go a little bit higher. And I can remember kids on my team going on their tippy toes. Some of them even jumped in the air. But we thought we had a limit. We could all go just a little bit further. And so the author of Ephesians is praising the church. Yes, you are loving all God's people. Yes, your reputation is growing. However, there is more to be done. You can stretch a little higher. You can dig a little deeper. Your sacred potential is that you can be and do more. In other words, there is always someone else to care for. Some new way God is breaking into our lives. And so that's what they pray for the church, that they remain open to that revelation and stretch their capacity to love. Verse 17 and 18 go like this. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God known to you. I pray that the eyes of your heart, I love that phrase, I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope for God's call. There is more to be done, more to be revealed, which leads to possibility and hope. Now you may be wondering, Pastor, I can't do one more thing. I really cannot do one more thing. And perhaps no other time in history has society been more aware of the needs facing the world. And for people called to love it, it can be overwhelming to the point where we don't even know where to begin. As of May 10th, there have been 194 mass shootings in the United States. And it's only May. How do we live God's love and address public safety and mental illness and comprehensive gun control that allows for safe sporting and hunting but limits the capacity for real human damage? What could we do? How is God calling us to stretch higher? We are seeing a substantial rise in hate crimes, people being targeted for their ethnicity or race or even beliefs. In 2018, there was a reported 189 hate crimes motivated by gender identity bias. In 2019, that number climbed from 189 to 227. And then in 2020, from 227 to 272. We're seeing it going up. And we are seeing human rights violations right before our eyes. In 2019, 27 transgender or gender nonconforming persons were killed by violence. In 2020, that figure rose from 27 to 36, and we also know that those statistics are widely underreported. Many expect the number to keep growing, revealing symptoms of a deeper issue in our society. And so, what is our response as people told to keep the faith and to love all God's children? But it goes on and on. Climate change and the opioid crisis and systemic racism and poverty and food insecurity. How do we do it all? How could one church possibly do it all? The easier answer is we can't. We can't do it all. But we're reminded, just as the church in Ephesus was reminded, that our sacred potential is not limited to what we do all by ourselves, but our sacred potential comes from our connection to a greater power, a power that stretches us beyond what we thought our limits were. And we read that in verse 19 and 20, which reassures the church, saying, "The overwhelming greatness of God's power is working among you." That this power, the same power that was at work in Christ, a power that is far above every ruler, every authority, a power of grace and love, is what moves us to do what we thought was impossible. Our sacred potential is realized when we allow God to work through us. In the words of Micah, to do justice and to love kindness only comes when we choose to walk humbly with God. We will find that we can raise our hand a little higher, and we can extend God's love a little more. Yes, God's power takes what we do well and moves us to do more and to do it better, but that is not the only help we get. With Christ as our head, we are too reminded that we are the body of Christ, that each one of us has gifts, experiences, resources, that when you put it together can do improbable things. Just think about the gifts in this room and all those who are watching online. Think of the expertise, the know-how that if we work together and imagine what a better community would look like, the impact we could make. And then think not only our church, but all those that share a mind of Christ, that come together for Christ's mission in the world. Think of the larger issues that we could address piece by piece. What if we really trusted our sacred potential? How much further could we stretch our arms? How much deeper could we know and support our neighbors? I want to end with this. It's an excerpt from the Romero Prayer, so named after St. Oscar Romero. And it goes like this. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No set goals and objectives includes everything. But this is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. But this enables us to do something and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and to do the rest. May it be so. Amen.